Welcome. Welcome to the Transit Lounge podcast. I'm your host, Chandra. Now, this podcast is designed to provide support, tips, resources, and maybe a little bit of inspiration for women with a side business that they want to make their main business for the third act, if you like, of their work life. And this week's episode is focused on sharing some tips on how you can make progress in your business, even when you're juggling all the other aspects of your life, like the day job, families, pets, self-care, community groups, exercise, fitness, health, social life, sleep, you know, all the things. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because this month's theme and focus is project planning for business growth. And it's really important that when you are looking to have your own business, there's lots of different stages that you go through, and you want to be able to see that you're making progress, even though the end result of you perhaps working full-time in your business or your business bringing in full-time income, that might seem and feel a long way away. And so you want, it's even more important that you have markers and milestones to show your progress along the way, because the time is going to go. And what can happen is if you don't have projects that you're working on, if you don't have milestones to be able to notice the progress, it can actually be really demotivating to feel like that you're not making progress. And so I really want to share some tips with you that you can put into place no matter how much time you've actually got to work on your business or what stage that you are at. And so I'm going to be sharing today 5 steps that you can use to create the right project for your business, for where you're at right now, so that you can make the most of the time that you do have and get your business up and going and growing and making you more money this year. Now, I have a love of projects in life and in business. For example, I am currently on a bit of a health reset, shall you say? And I'm actually started calling it my protein party project, because I like the idea of things being projects. When I go to someone's house and, you know, we're having a barbecue or something like that, often once I've said my hellos and all that kind of thing, I will want to go and say, hey, how can I help? What's a project you can give me? Oh, chop the carrots or whatever. And I just call it a project. I don't know why. It's just something, a weird little thing that I do. But also from a business perspective, I have a workshop coming up, and so I have a project plan for that. Now, I didn't always love a project, but after nearly 9 years in my own business, I have grown to love them, to see the value in projects and project planning. And it's really important that you get to that stage that you, from a mindset perspective, start to embrace this idea of project planning, because without it, most people flounder. And I know that I certainly did in the early stages of my business. I did have a bit of a scattergun approach. I had all the ideas and I didn't have a lot of structure. And I know that that slowed down my progress. And I think that's why I'm really passionate now to be encouraging clients that I work with and people that are in my community to be developing the skill and the familiarity around project planning to help them make progress and to be taking action in really tangible ways towards the achievement of the end goal of whatever the project is. And you want to be looking at projects as a project being something that is an outcome that you want to achieve, a result that you want to get, that is not likely to just happen on its own, just from either, you know, day-to-day stuff that you'll be doing or a certain amount of time passing. A project is very much something that you want to be able to identify. What's this project about? What does success look like? What's the time frame? What's the start, middle, and end? And then break it down from there. And so we want to be looking at how you can apply this project planning mindset to starting and growing a business. And we want to be able to do that so that you cannot get overwhelmed by perhaps looking at the fact that your outcome that you want is to have your own business. That may well be the outcome that you want, and that's certainly what you will be focusing on in this episode. But if you just look at that as a project, it can often be too big. And so we want to use that as an example so that we can break it down into how do you set specific goals within that? How do you set up your plans? How do you work out which projects to work on? And how do you then go about implementing to achieve the outcome that you want? And you do need to break down this overall aspiration, this overall vision goal that you have of wanting to have your own business into projects, because otherwise, how I sometimes think of it is it can feel like you've got this end goal that you want to get to, but it's so big. It's literally like you're trying to climb a mountain, but the mountain is like a sheer cliff face right in front of your face. And it just seems this massive, insurmountable, don't even know where to start kind of process. And so projects can be a way of helping you get a little bit of perspective and distance between where you are now and the end goal that you're wanting to get to. And so we want to start to think about, okay, you want this end goal of having your own business, but how do you break that down? And the first, I guess, approach that I would recommend is that you start to identify projects that are relevant to where you're at in your business growth at the moment or your business process. So it can be that if you're at the very early stages and you've got your idea and you perhaps made some early starts of action to get your business going, then the sorts of projects that you might be looking at are very foundational. They might be things like creating a business plan. It could be doing some market research to refine your niche and your target audiences and target market. It could be research around ideal client research and conversations to get some more info from them about what they will really want and will value, what they're struggling with. It could be about creating a free downloadable resource so that you can start to build your audience and your database. It could be looking at starting a blog or a podcast, building a website, or looking at your pricing for your core offers. All of those things are great foundational potential ideas when you're starting out in business in those early days. But if you're a bit further along, perhaps you've had your side business for a little while and it's ticking along, but you want to take it a little bit more seriously, you want to up-level the amount that your side business is bringing in for you, then maybe it's going to be more that your projects are going to be things that are refining the early iterations of what you did. So perhaps refining your opt-in because you know more now about either what you're going to be offering or what your ideal audience really respond to. It could be you adding some more elements to the follow-up process once somebody does join your database. It can be looking at more sophisticated marketing plans or sales strategies, putting some systems in place. It could be looking at what kind of support do you need, or is it time for you to be looking at things that you could outsource? And it's really important that you don't put judgments on the sorts of things that you think you should be working on or the right project, but actually looking at where are you at now, what's the business that you're trying to create, and choosing the projects that are appropriate to the stage that you're at. If you want to achieve long-term success in your business, that's going to be the best approach for you to take. So I want to share with you 5 steps that you can use to implement some project management and project methodology, if you like, into your side business, no matter what stage you are at. And it's going to help you to make the most of the time that you do have. So often I hear from clients or people that are considering working with me or joining my group coaching program that they've had their idea for a while and they've been tinkering around with it, but they hit hurdles and they just don't make progress. And so I want to give you some steps to help you hopefully break down if you've been hitting hurdles, if you haven't been making progress as fast as you want. This is a way that you can get a bit of leverage around the time that you've got and what the things are that you want to be working on to get that progress happening. So step number one is to actually just check in with your vision. Really just reflecting again, reminding yourself, or if you haven't really documented this or explored this that much, remind yourself of the long-term vision that you have got for this business and why you want it. And this is really where you start to explore what is it that's making you want to have your own business anyway, and what does it look like years from now if it's exactly how you want it to be? Because you want to be clear on your vision first, because then you can align your project choices that you make, which projects to work on in what order, to your long-term objectives and not to get kind of scattergun. So you want to be knowing things like, from a vision point of view, do you see yourself in the future still working full-time hours or thereabouts in your business? Or is your vision that actually you want to be only working, you know, part-time hours or a certain number of days a week? Do you want to be what I call geo-flexible, which is that you can work from anywhere and be able to connect with and add value to your clients? Or do you want to be location-specific? And if so, where is that? You can also explore things like the size of the business, whether you just want to work for yourself and outsource some support things, or if you want to grow a large internal team or even a medium-sized internal team. You can explore things like what sort of sales turnover target might you want if in this future vision that you have for your business, the types of clients that you want to be working with and the type of work that you're doing. Because you want to be clear on that so that you can design your business to make sure that you're heading in the direction that you want, not just barrel down a direction of any growth towards a business that somebody else thinks that you might want or should do. You want your vision to inform all of the choices that you make in your own business. And if that's something that you want to explore a bit more, there's a past episode that I did just recently around your vision for your business. So I encourage you to go and have a listen to that if you haven't really explored this idea of your vision that much before. So that's step one, is checking in with your vision. Step two is to choose the right project. And I say right very loosely because sometimes we can fixate on, oh, I've got to make the right decision. Otherwise, oh, we could really stuff this all up. And we can really hold ourselves back by trying to, you know, identify the perfect right project. But what you do want to be doing is to be aligning the projects that you work on based on the type of business that you are creating and the stage that you are at right now. So you don't want to be getting shiny object syndrome of perhaps seeing what other people are doing on socials or other people that are around you. If you've got people around you that are in business, that can sometimes be distracting for us. So for example, I have a group coaching program and 90-day cycles that we work in this, the Women in Transit group. And some of the members in that group are further along. They started out with a side business and now they're sort of doing more and more time focused on the business and less time on the day job or other things. And so the sorts of things that they are working on are more advanced. But others in the group are early startup stages. So they may be much earlier in their business process. And so you don't want to be assuming that you should be working on the same things as other people. So, you know, for example, we've got Siobhan, who's in the group program. She has had her business for a number of years now. She started out as a side business with supplementing her income, but now her business has grown so much. And so she's, you know, very busy. And so the sorts of things that she's working on from a project perspective include now looking at outsourcing and how does she get help? And, you know, for example, you know, interviewing virtual assistants and things like that. But others in the group are creating their very first opt-in. Others are studying still and completing their accreditations that they're going to need in order to be offering their services in their business. And they want to be working on their business in parallel to the studying. And so it's really important that those that are at the early stages don't look at people that are further down the track and think, oh, I've got to be outsourcing stuff too, or I've got to be working on my, you know, doing a group program or a group course. It's looking at where you are at and the type of business that you're creating to make sure you make decisions from that place and choose the right kind of projects that are going to be right for you. This is really important. You want to be really thinking through that lens and not getting too scattergun and thinking that you've got to do all the things. I see that all the time, or very often, with people in my community where they just get overwhelmed by thinking of all the different projects and things that they think they should and need to be working on. But it's just about pulling it right back and looking at what's the next thing that makes the most sense for you to be working on based on where you're at in your business right now. Remembering that when we talk about a project, it's not something that's just going to happen through passing of time. It's actually a project has a clear start, middle, and end. So it can be good for you to be thinking about what's a outcome, an end result that you know that you need to create next in your business in order to move from where you are to either getting you closer to getting your next client or getting your first client, and starting to think about what are the things that are in the way of you and you making money in your business, and getting all of those down and then deciding which one has to go first. And this is where, you know, if you're not sure, then getting some support from working with a coach or a group program can help you narrow down that overwhelm that can kick in. Step number three is actually, once you've chosen your project, break it down. That this is where sometimes people choose a project and they can stop with that step and get super overwhelmed with all of the things that have to be done within that project, and that holds them back. So this is where you want to remind yourself the importance and benefit of breaking projects down into really manageable phases or milestones that need to be achieved along the way. And this is still just high level. So you've got your end result of what the project is going to look like when it's complete. But then you might think, okay, what are the stages that I'm going to have to go through between where I am now and completing this project? So for example, let's say you want to create content for a course or a program that you're going to be offering. You're not going to do that and create that in a single bound. So your phases might be looking at content planning. And then next phase might be content preparation. Then it might be the actual process of creating the content. Then it's like, well, what happens after you've created the core content in terms of production elements and editing? Things like hosting, where's it going to sit? What's it going to look like? So you want to be starting to think about your project and breaking it down into those phases or milestones that are going to be appropriate for that project. So thinking, one way to approach this is to think of that end result that you want when it's complete, this project when it's complete, what does that look like, and work backwards. So you go, okay, I want at the end of this, I want to be able to have my course or my program ready that I can sell it to someone, or I could have somebody go through as a pro bono client to test out the process. Let's say that's the outcome that you want. Then you go, okay, well, before I can have somebody go through the process, it's going to have to be all the content has to be completed and it has to be hosted available somewhere that I can share it. That's going to be, you know, so you might have a phase of, you know, delivery process. Then you go, okay, before I can put it up on this platform that's going to be hosting it, I need to have, make sure it's edited and any graphic design is done. And so you start going, okay, that's around, you know, the finished product of what's going to go with the core content. And then you go before that. So you just start to reverse engineer what has to happen as a phase before you get to that next point, the next point, and the end point. Another example, just, you know, to give you a couple of examples for this, if you're going to be creating an online workshop, for example, then you might create some phases that would be, or milestones that might be, the first phase is going to be preparation. Second phase is going to be promotion. Third phase is going to be delivery. And fourth phase is follow-up. So it could be just something like that. You don't need to have a whole stack of phases or milestones, but you do want to think through what are some natural phases or milestones that are on the way to the completion of your project. And just start there, high level, breaking it down into the phases. Step number four is for you to take what you've done so far, take the overall project and the outcome that you're heading for, take these milestones or phases, and actually start to break it down and create your project plan. This is where you want to start to break down within each phase or milestone, is just to do a brainstorm and ask yourself, if you were going to break down into specific tasks for each of the phases, what would they be? And you just brainstorm and get it all out. You go, okay, well, before I can record the content, I have to have drafted the content. Before I can draft the content, I have to create an outline. And before I create the outline, I've got to be clear on who this is for. And, you know, just brainstorm what the specific tasks that are going to help you make progress in each phase. And this is where you want to start to get specific and breaking it down. And ideally, identify tasks that are small chunks, because anytime that you have a task that's too big, that's going to be that mountain in your face kind of handbrake. So it's better for you to break it down into specific tasks like brainstorm learning outcomes or brainstorm activity ideas. They are examples of tasks that might fall into that preparation phase. And you just do that for each one of the phases and just start to go through. And what I definitely used to find was that I'd do it and I'd think I'd captured everything. And then I'd start doing some actions and I'll go, oh, actually, crap, I have to do this thing. And so I'd go and add that to my project plan, because each project plan that you do, the next time you do a similar project, you're already going to have a lot of these thought starters for you to look and see, well, do I need to do that action for this project? Sometimes it will be a yes, sometimes it will be a no. But actually just adding in those individual tasks really helps you to see the tangible actions that you need to take. And also for each, once you've got all those tasks down, is to give them a deadline of when does that specific task need to be done by. This is the bit that can be so helpful, even though it can also be perhaps a little bit overwhelming, is when you start to allocate timeframes and deadlines for things, you start to visualize and see a bit of this map of looking at the weeks out in ahead of you or months out ahead of you, depending on what project you're working on. But it can help you to see either gaps, or it can help you realize that you may not actually have as much time as you thought once you start working backwards on all the individual tasks that need to be done. And so if that's the case, then you might need to put some earlier deadlines than what you had originally put in. Or you might see, actually, there's a chunk here, there's a week where I'm going to be away, so I can't do any actioning in that week. So you need to allow for that in your project plan. I just cannot understate the value. Overstate? Which one is that? Understate or overstate? Anyway, it's incredibly valuable for you to start to see things mapped out ahead of you, even though, as I said, it can sometimes be a little bit daunting or overwhelming when you see how many things there are. It's just so much better for you to actually see that and know that in advance and then be able to adjust your timelines or get support earlier than you thought, rather than trying to go in blindly, dive into actioning without any kind of plan, and then be caught off guard, unprepared, surprised, and stressed out to the nth degree when you're trying to jam all these things in at the last minute. Now, this is something that I have to admit, I still sometimes get caught off guard, even after nearly 9 years in business. So be kind to yourself through this process and just know that your first, you know, a couple of projects are potentially going to have elements like that where there'll be surprises for you. The first times you do anything, you know, you're always going to be learning. So just know that that's par for the course. And step five is where now you've got your project plan mapped out, you've got the tasks, you've got high level deadlines for things. Now you actually want to allocate the time of when you are going to do these actions. So you've got these deadlines, but you actually need to move it from the project plan into your calendar or whatever system it is that you use for organizing your time to be scheduling dedicated time for the project tasks into your calendars. Remembering that's where the small steps, specific actions as each step are really going to help you here. So for example, a client that I'm working with at the moment, she has a very busy full-time job. She's got home and health priorities. She's just got a new puppy. But she started to map out her next few weeks to see what time blocks she actually had available to be able to work on this core project that she's starting with for her business. And what came for her through her doing that and having a look ahead was that she actually was able to identify that she's got four different blocks each week of time that will work for her to schedule in time to work on her business, that work for her with her other commitments and her energy levels and that kind of thing. So this is where you want to think about, are you a morning person? Are you a super night owl? Are your weekends, you know, pretty flexy and they're your own? Or are they completely chock-a-block with other commitments that you already have? But really what you're looking at, when will you actually work on your business project? And what specifically are you going to do in that window of time? So that's where you would use your project plan and actually start to book it in so you know what task or tasks you're going to do in the time that you've allocated for your business. And you want to have that attitude of being able to have those small things noted that you know that, okay, next Wednesday before work, I'm going to do work on my business for an hour. And I know that my three things that I need to get done are A, B, C. That when you come to that time on Wednesday, you don't spend half the time trying to remember what it is that you need to do. You already have that there, and it's going to help you shortcut and not waste any time that you've allocated for your business. And there's such joy, I have found, in ticking things off your list. So another benefit of having those small tasks, that process of you having the task helps you get into action faster. And it also gives you a little dopamine hit of momentum every time you can tick something or highlight something off your list. So I really encourage you to do that. So they are the five steps that you can use around project planning to grow your business. But I also want to share two more bonus tips for you. Can't help myself. Two more bonus tips to help you. Bonus tip number one is to share your project. Research has been done around goal achievement, and it has found that if you have written down your goals, your outcomes that you want to get to, so your project outcomes, and you share them with somebody else, you are far more likely to take action and make progress and complete and achieve your outcome than if you don't. This is where the benefit of accountability and support really comes into its own. And it's not to say that, you know, you're a bad human or you're a failure if you can't do it on your own. But for most of us, we've grown up through schooling and the whole education system and even our early experiences generally in careers where there's built-in structure and a cadence of when things happen and when things are due that we tend to just drop into and follow along. But when it's something that's on your own timeline, a lot of us struggle to manage our own deadlines and timelines. And so you want to get some leverage around that by having some other people that are your cheer squad and your accountability group. And so if you want to, I would love to invite you to share your projects in our free Facebook group and community group, which is called Side Business Australia. It's a group that exists to support women with a side business, and would love you to jump in there and just declare this is your project that you're working on. Or if you've maybe you've got some trusted individuals that you have in your life that you could share your project with. If you have a coach, then obviously that's a great way for you to get some extra accountability and support on your projects. And if you do want to get some extra support to create and action your business projects to work out which are the right ones and to get help as you implement them, then my group coaching program, Women in Transit, could be exactly what you need. It is a 90-day cycle program that we identify 90-day projects and planning, and we have regular calls every week. We have monthly reviews and we have live sessions to help you implement. We have Q&A sessions to help support as you implement. The doors are actually only open a couple of times a year to the general public, three times a year to be exact. So in between time, the doors are closed. But what you can do is head to the information page about the Women in Transit group to find out more. And if you would like to join the waitlist so that you'll be the first to know when the doors open next. And if you're listening to this as it comes out, then you might not have to wait too long. Just a little hint for you. But if you join that waitlist, then you'll be the first to know when those doors open and you'll get access to some special waitlist only bonuses. So to find out more about the group, so you can check it out, you can head to thetransitlounge.com and just head to the Women in Transit page. That'll give you some more info and I'll put a link in the show notes to make that easy for you to find it if it's something that you want to check out. And bonus tip number two is to step into and keep stepping into this entrepreneurial mindset that you need to be successful in business, and that's to engage in continuous improvement, really bringing that mindset of that this project management skill and practice is a practice, and that means that every time you do it, you are learning, you're growing, you're improving, and so, you know, bringing that attitude is going to really help you that take the approach that every time you do a project, you're going to be learning. And the next time you do it, you'll already have something to build on and you'll be able to tweak and refine as you go. Every single time, you'll learn what sort of milestone phases you might need that are relevant. You'll also learn about the chunk level of task, how big or how small you find a task needs to be most actionable and motivating for you. You'll also learn every time you do a project how long certain tasks and projects actually take, and therefore to be able to know, okay, you need to get some extra support earlier in this process, or you need to start earlier. It's all learning. And so you embracing that attitude of constant and never-ending improvement is really going to be your friend through this process. So quick little recap for you. We looked at how you can make progress in your business even when you have very limited time, and that the best way to do that is through project planning. I gave you 5 steps for you to follow to really bring in this project planning mentality and process into your business. And it was aligning to your vision, choosing the right project, setting milestones and phases, project planning, so actually putting in the tasks and deadlines, and then scheduling the time to be actioning those tasks. And the bonus tips were sharing with someone else, get some leverage, some external leverage to help you be more likely to take action. And I gave you that invitation to check out and join the Women in Transit waitlist, and bringing that constant and never-ending improvement attitude to your project planning. Thank you so much for being here for this episode. I hope that it's given you some good tangible tips and nuggets and food for thought. And would love to know what you think about the podcast. You can email me anytime, chandra@thetransitlounge.com. You can come and connect in the Facebook group, Side Business Australia, to find out more about upcoming free trainings that we do in that group, and also workshop events that are coming up. That's it though for this week. I hope that you have a great week making progress on your projects, which will mean that you're making progress towards the future business that you really want to have. I'll see you next time.